Speaking of safe places, we want to speak a little bit about, and I got to tell you, every time I speak to these two, I learn a little bit more. We have area supervisor and vice president of business development, Jory Ryland, area supervisor, and Blake Byerly. Did I say that right?
You crushed it. That was beautiful.
Crushed it. You know what? Because you got a great realtor name. Has anybody ever told you that?
I appreciate that.
Byerly. That's great.
That's kind of you.
Yeah, of California Security Pro and proud authorized dealers of ADT and a partner of mine. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because they're going to let a little secret surprise out of the bag today, and you definitely, definitely don't want to miss it. Folks, when it comes to your family safety and security, well, you simply can't put a price on that. You want to provide maximum protection for you and yours without breaking the bank, while being consulted in a comprehensive way so that you understand your security system. I don't know about you guys out there, but it's technology is moving much faster than I am comfortable with. So having a comprehensive consultant is really, really key in this day and age. So we are excited to have you both a part of the show. Let's welcome Jory Ryland and Blake Byerly of California Security Pro, your authorized ADT representatives. Hey, guys, how are you both doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Great. I know it's good to have you. And Jory, let me just tell you, for those who can't see and you guys are listening in your car, Jory is, she says I'm making her blush. She's as red as I was the first time I came in and was a guest on the radio show. So we want you to be comfortable. Sit back, relax. She's adorable. I told her at the break, I said, I just want to come over and pinch your cheeks. She's just adorable. Everybody's got great things to say about you guys, about the company. So we're excited to have you guys as a part of the show. So I'm going to jump right into this first. I don't know, Blake, are you a basketball watcher at all?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, who isn't?
All right.
March Madness.
So who you got? You got Final Four. We got Kentucky. We got Wisconsin. We got Michigan State. Or we got the Blue Devils?
Well, I think I told you earlier, I'm from Nashville. I was born Kentucky Blue. I'm a Kentucky fan.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? I was born Kentucky Blue. It just came out there a little bit there. All right. You heard it here, Kentucky. So we've got Wisconsin last week by Steve Atala. We've got Kentucky. And you know what? I'm looking over here now. Jory's just shaking her head. You're shaking it.
I have to go with Kentucky just because my boss is sitting next to me. But I'm going to go with Duke. I probably have the unpopular opinion, but I'm going to go with Duke.
All right.
We'll talk about it later.
All right. That's okay. You guys, how about local sports? You guys ever get out and see the Kings, the River Cats? You know what the great thing about our sports teams is? We all got really, really good colors. Really good colors. You know, we've got nothing we're embarrassed about. No, canary yellows or anything. You know, my father-in-law, thank you out there, Gary Rominger, for lunch and for a gift. He bought me this great Sacramento Republic sweatshirt, this pullover, and it's black and it's silver, and it just makes me feel strong when I wear it. So thank you, Gary Rominger. You guys get out? Do you guys get to support local sports?
Actually, I just moved back here from an 8-year stint in the military. I was stationed in Texas, so I just got back here in May. So I haven't had an opportunity to see, but as a company, we're definitely going to go out and check them out. I used to go watch the Kings all the time back in the Bobby Jackson, Peja Stojakovic years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. No, they bring them back now in wheelchairs, but they bring them back every now and again. No, we'll fix that. We'll get you out there.
Well, I'm a huge sports guy myself. My wife is from the area, so it was a pretty fair trade. She took on the Titans in football with me. We didn't have a baseball team, so I bought into the Giants. I'm a Giants fan. Count me in.
All right. That's okay. No, that's a good. Welcome to local sports. We do things different, but all things real estate. You're a consumer advocate. Now, so let me ask you, why ADT? I mean, in this day and age, in your industry, there's so many different companies out there. It's so competitive. What does ADT do differently versus the competition?
Well, obviously, the big blue sign, it's huge brand recognition. I could talk about it for hours, but I won't. And ADT has been around for 130 years. We're proven.
Well, I certainly see them in more yards than others. And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for about 2 months now.
Oh my gosh. You mean to tell me all those reviews I read online are come from 2 months?
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things, you know, Blake, I've noticed, and as a realtor representing, you know, sometimes hundreds of clients a year, I've noticed that a home security system is no longer a luxury. I mean, everybody seems to have one in their homes. I mean, even builders are including them as opposed to, you know, 5-10 years ago when they were just wiring them for a home security system to be later added. So is it a big part of your business working with local builders as you attempt to, you know, have your brand installed in new home developments? Or do you focus more on working with realtors and lenders?
You know, obviously, we're always looking into any avenues we can. However, we're really focused with realtors. As you know, now we're able to develop these relationships, and we don't even really look at it as, you know, business relationships at this point. It's more friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my second year of doing it. I've worked with thousands of realtors, and I get gifts. My wife and I just had a son, and we got gifts
congrats.
From 10 different realtors around the country. Thanks. Yeah, and so it's nice having these friendships all over the place so you can really develop. And yeah, you're right. It's not so much just a luxury anymore. There's many reasons. We feel like that we live in a pretty safe neighborhood here, but maybe it helps with your homeowner's insurance.
Oh, sure.
Anyone could have a different reason for doing so.
Sure. No, you know, we do, we have it, and, you know, we just got the cameras and all, you know, I don't even know. All I know is how to stop it if it goes off. And how to set it, and you know, and that's pretty much it. Otherwise, you know, I'm calling up, and it's always been great. I call customer service. I get help that I need. Very comprehensive, and I like the fact that you guys don't talk over my heads. You know, I've interviewed some other companies out there, and they're talking with all this language, and that, you know, me trying to be the consumer advocate, I do the same thing on this radio show. You're not going to hear these codes and acronyms and all these things that that consumers don't understand. So I do appreciate that the way you communicate and way to keep me, you know, from just going off in la la land when you're talking about all these complex things in as it relates to home security. But what are some of the popular items that you're seeing? I mean, I'm sure it's sold in a package. I usually just refer people to you, and you guys take care of them, and that's great. But what's the main seller right now?
So here in the last year or so, over 70% of our sales have been Pulse. So Pulse is fancy for a smart system. It's the application that goes with it of what we use. And the reason for doing so, I think, is the easy-to-use system that's built into it. We teach you how to do it. And that's what kind of separates us as well, and that's why we have such great reviews.
Okay.
And that we want to overwhelm our clients with a great experience. That's what it's all about. You know, you should have a great, personable, direct experience when setting up a security system. You're protecting your home and family.
Concierge
service. And we want to teach you how to do it. Exactly, a concierge service. You hit the nail on the head.
Perfect, perfect. So are you seeing these products? Because I know, you know, even I have a remote entry, and the settings are viewable from my tablet and my PC. We've got the cameras. Are you seeing these products just mentioned as new? You know, is it just a few select paranoid individuals like me who must have everything going on at, you know, and seeing all areas of the house? Are you seeing the cameras now as just the new norm?
No, I wouldn't say it's new. I'd say it's refined. As technology advances, we're keeping up, which is always nice. You know, for any business, especially in security, you want to keep up with technology. And so we're doing so. And we're not out to be a full-on surveillance company. That's not what we want. We want to fit the needs of each client. So really, we're not out there to push anything on anyone, we're not going to make recommendations until we know exactly what's going to fit you best.
Sure, sure.
So when it comes to a home security system, it changes with every person. Each person, something should be a little bit different.
Sure.
And if
there's got to be different comfort levels too, right?
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah. If not, we're not doing our jobs.
Sure. Okay. Great. No, you know, it seems brilliant, first off, because I love it when I'm approached and I'm told, hey, Reese, you're the Mr., you know, you're the consumer advocate, right? You're the concierge connector. you're missing the boat on this one. And I'm going, what? What are you talking about? And, you know, I never thought implementing, you know, folks, we're at the end of our transaction. We just want, I mean, us realtors, by this point, we've been beaten up. You know, we've been, you know, dragged over the coals a lot of transactions. And we want to make sure that we give our clients the best possible service, that superior service, that concierge service. And so it seems like a great collaboration. But tell us how the realtor program came about and how successful it's been since you've implicated it.
So this is my second year in it. I'm sure that there's been probably a few hundred guys that have come up with the idea in the past, and a couple have. There's a few other programs out there.
I disagree. It came up in this room.
Well, what we're doing did. What we've been able to do is refine all aspects of a true concierge service for referrals, and that everyone should win. Everyone should get what they need and want in it.
Meaning, I like to win.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
So then if you're a realtor out there, you know, pull the car over, all right, get out of traffic, roll the windows down, you got a nice breeze, and listen to this, because, you know, I've adopted this now. It's a part of our closing package. As soon as we celebrate with the homeowner and present, you know, present keys, et cetera, there should be another checklist that we're going down, ladies and gentlemen. So tell us a little bit about what do we need to do as a realtor? I mean, because it's easy for me. So let the other realtors know who are pulled over on the side of the road. How do they get this started?
It's really simple. If you haven't heard from us already, we're sorry. We apologize. Let's start out by saying that. The good news is it's easy to get in touch with us. Our web presence is great.
Why don't you throw that website out there?
Our main website is www.californiasecuritypro.com. However, if you type in ADT in any other city in this state, we're going to be one of the top four links on Google. Or you can just search for Jory Ryland. You can search for Blake Byerly. You can search for $200 referral.
$200. Whoa. Back the truck up. Wait a minute. Okay. Go ahead again.
$200 referral.
All right, $200 referral. So I'm a realtor. I refer my client. We close escrow. Everything's great. They get their alarm installed. They're happy. Everybody's happy. And then what happens?
There's a $200 referral out there. We want to take care of the people that take care of us, right?
I just wanted to make sure I was getting that right. Okay, so $200. Okay, so that's where that money. I see. I thought my wife was hiding some money. I keep seeing these $200 checks come in. So do you recommend for agents and other eligible parties out there to add your information in their closing kit or their swag bag, if you will?
Absolutely. And we're people. We're not. This isn't 800 land. We're not telemarketers. We're people. If you have a $200 referral and you know, you want to gift it to someone, you want to split it, you want to give it to charity, you want to go do something nice for someone, do whatever you want to do with it. You put in the work as well. You know, we feel that the greatest compliment we can receive is a referral. And I think that real estate agents understand that full on.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, folks, I usually take my last minute of the show and I do a rant, right? And, you know, my producer, you know, Steve, he's in the window. He goes, it's a beautiful day. You have to end on a sour note so much. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm not surprised to see so many five-star reviews. I'm going to end this on a high note. Jory Ryland made a presentation that seemed too good to be true. You've got stellar reviews. Your company's doing wonderful. I love the program for realtors. Thank you for coming on the Realtor Reese Show. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. You're a consumer advocate, Realtor Reese. We'll see you next week. Get over the hump.